USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weather disasters cost the United States $145 billion in 2021. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration saying the country experienced 20 weather events that caused at least $1 billion of damage each. The year marked the second year in a row with 20 or more billion-dollar climate disasters. It brings the five-year total to $750 billion. Gas prices aren't moving. The AAA national average price for regular is $3.30 a gallon, where it's been since last Thursday. The national average is 99 cents a gallon, higher than it was a year ago. This as website GasBuddy.com believes gas will be $4 a gallon by the time summer hits. This is USA Radio News.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The entertainment world is mourning the death of Bob Saget.
Deputies were called to the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida, Sunday for a call about an unresponsive man in a hotel room. The man was later identified as actor, comedian Bob Saget, and pronounced deceased on the scene. A cause of death has yet to be determined. Mary-Kate Olsen and Ashley Olsen are deeply saddened after the former Full House co-star unexpectedly died at 65. The girls jointly said Bob was the most loving, compassionate, and generous man. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Actor Alec Baldwin says he will comply with the probe into the fatal shooting on the movie set of Rust in New Mexico. A search warrant was issued for Baldwin's cell phone last month. He says there are complicated channels to get the phone, especially for someone who lives out of state. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
On Sunday, there were 307,208 new confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 330 people dying from the virus. This, as Dr. Anthony Fauci says, we could start seeing a decline in COVID-19 cases by the end of the month. The Omicron variant has overtaken Delta as the most common variant that people are testing positive for. Dr. Roger Swelt, though, tells Newsmax, you won't necessarily find out what variant you have of the virus.
So that happens at the very high levels of public health so they can see what the percentage is. Hey, look, I called a good friend of mine who's in charge of this sort of stuff at a major L.A. County hospital, and he told me that last month in December there was 150 of his employees that he had to let go because they tested positive and were waiting for them to come back. In January alone, the first week of January, it was over 100. So we're on to four times the amount of people who are testing positive and having to be quarantined at home or isolated at home until they can come back. And that's really the issue at this point.
The IRS says you can start filing your 2021 federal tax returns on January 24th. The tax filing season ends mid-April. The IRS is warning people that refunds may be delayed due to backlogs and lack of resources. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.